Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss interest rates.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Just the other day, I saw an article that shared what the interest rate story has been over time. The interest rates for mortgages have been phenomenal, and we keep thinking it can't get better than that, and then it does. But it will not always be this way.
No, it won't. In fact, it's interesting right now. If you study carefully what's causing the interest rates to be of this nature, basically the foreign investor that is placing short-term money, looks for a safe place to store it, and government treasuries seem to still be the most attractive investment. And now, one other thing, this coronavirus is causing unusual disturbance in the investments market. The stock market gets wowie, an 880-point loss. I mean, that's a whopper. That's worse than Black Monday a few years back. I mean, that's amazing. And it's all being related to this coronavirus.
That's right. It seems so temporary in some people's minds. Yeah. It seems so manageable. At the same time, it's very volatile. And when you think about it, it's manufacturing. The workforce is down. And if the workforce is down, so will the production be.
Yep. And what do you do with your money during this brief period of time? You buy treasuries. Well, as the rate on T-bills drops, and as the rate on 10-year treasuries or 20-year or so forth, as it declines, lenders lend with a hedge or a spread over that rate. So as that drops, the lenders can go long-term with their loans, knowing that they're with commercial, they're typically a 10-year obligation. It's a fairly safe deal. Take advantage of this. Folks, take advantage of this.
Yeah, we're trying to create urgency today because will not always be this way. I know some of you, and during your lifetime, you haven't seen much different rates than this, but we have. And we just want to let you know that a long-term commitment on a home, you can buy so much more right now than you could previous markets because of the change, just the shift in interest rate. It's actually, the interest rates are more appealing than the appreciation of the market over this period of time. So you've got a significant impact that will offset the increase in price over time. So take a look at what you've got in your current loans and what you're doing to finance your next property soon. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.